Well, I went to study abroad just because I'm a big believer in the world is like a big meal, and like the United States is just like one course of the meal, and so seeing the world is a big deal. And my parents both studied abroad, and so they've always encouraged it, and I've always wanted to go to England. I've heard great things about it. So, but I went over near the end of July, and I met up with a friend from high school, and we toured. That was when we kind of just toured Europe together, and then my friend went back to school, and I went and visited some cousins I had in Morocco for a month, a friend I knew from high school in Germany, family friends in Scotland, and then some other family friends in Ireland. So it was really intense. Like, I mean, it was nothing. It's what you expect, and it's completely not what you expect. And so it was amazing. But just crazy things happen, and you have to be prepared for anything. And so I went to England for one reason. I chose out of all the other study abroad programs because they speak English, and basically, I'm like, okay, great, I speak English, they speak English, and it'll be perfect. So I get over there, and basically, they start saying things like chips, and I think they're talking about, like, you know, chips, potato chips, but no, they're talking about fries, and then they say crisps, and those are chips, and then they say pudding, and pudding is dessert, and it's not pudding, and, I mean, it was pretty crazy. Like, I think one time, like, a little boy came up to me, and he's like, oh, I want to cuddle, and I'm like, what is he talking about? But it's, like, a really deep hug. I mean, like, all these words were so different, but that was just one thing, and there was some social awkwardness, but, you know. Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's a public university, and so, basically, I get there, and I'm living with all the freshers, which are like the freshmen. Mm-hmm. And the drinking age there is 18, and for us it's 21. And so it was just like they got their freedom, and they could drink, and so they were going crazy. So that was a major difference, was there. I think the main activities kids would do was go to bars and stuff like that, and that's really, or pubs, and here we don't do that. we don't do that at Arkadelphia, so definitely a different social scene. Yes, I enjoyed it, but like there's like definitely, because the first month I like backpacked, and there's definitely some like harsh things there. Like, one night we almost had to sleep on the streets, and I was with my good guy friend from high school, so he could, like, be a ninja, so that was good, but, so that wasn't fun. And then the language barrier, I had an 80-year-old man hit on me on a train from France in French. That was quite interesting. And, I mean, we just got to do really, I mean, it was really cool seeing the stuff that you'd read in books, like, okay, I've seen the Tower of Pisa and the Eiffel Tower and, just stuff like that. But I mean, it's hard living out of a backpack and just doing that and like going to hostels. They weren't scary like in the movie Hostel, thank goodness. but you meet weird people. Oh, this is interesting. Ouachita is everywhere. When I went to Spain, I met a girl in a hostel who like knew a girl who went to Ouachita. And then in France, the guy who was doing this bike tour we went on, his brother taught at Ouachita. Like, I mean, it was everywhere. Like, even some guys, like, yeah, Ouachita with the O, not the W, right? And I'm like, yeah. And so that was pretty crazy how our little school is around the world, by the way.